Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Obituaries. Julian William Thrasher, Jr. San Marcos. Julian William Thrasher, Jr., 1931 to 2021. J.W. Thrasher of Monahans, Texas, died peacefully on March 29, 2021, at the age of 90. Julian William Thrasher, Jr. was born near Electra, Texas, on January 19, 1931. The Thrasher family moved to Monahans, Texas, when J.W. was a child. In 1948, he graduated from Monahans High School and enrolled in the Texas Agriculture and Mechanical College, now Texas A&M University. A member of the Fighting Texas Aggies class of 1952. While he was a student at Texas A&M, J.W. dated Jenny Lindsay Newton, who was enrolled at Texas Christian University and would visit College Station by train to watch Texas A&M football games and spend time with J.W. On June 20, 1953, J.W. and Jenny married at Monahans First Methodist Church, beginning a deeply loving 61-year marriage that included parenting and partnering together, and in later years traveling around the country and world, and many wonderful seasons at their second home in Ruidoso, New Mexico, with family and friends. In 1957, J.W. and his father, Julian, began the Thrasher Trucking Company. During the course of his long and productive career, J.W. grew the family business to a successful enterprise with offices in several cities. A pillar of First Baptist Church of Monahans, J.W. held numerous leadership positions in the church, including as a deacon for over 40 years. J.W. is preceded in death by his father and mother, Julian William Thrasher, Sr., and Verda Chesney Thrasher, and his wife, Jeannie Newton Thrasher. Dee Dee, to his loving family, is survived by sons Julian William Thrasher III and wife Patty of Odessa, and Michael Allen Thrasher and wife Mary of San Marcos, three grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren. Visitation and viewing will be held Wednesday, March 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. at Pennington Funeral Home in San Marcos, Texas. A memorial service will be held Thursday, April 1st at 1 p.m. in the Pennington Funeral Home Chapel. Final resting place will be Friday, April 9th in Monahans Memorial Cemetery in Monahans, Texas. A memorial service will be held at First Baptist Church, Monahans, Texas, at 11 a.m. on Friday, April 9th. In lieu of flowers, donations in his memory may be made to Books Are the Beginning, 2625 Rolling Oaks, San Marcos, Texas, 78666. Lawrence Edward Zyla, Corpus Christi. Our beloved husband, father, grandfather, uncle, and friend, Lawrence Edward Zyla, 67, passed away March 26, 2021. He was born on February 25, 1954, to Walter and Beverly Zyla in Omaha, Nebraska. Larry was raised in Omaha, Nebraska, where he graduated from Bryan High School in 1973. He served in the U.S. Army from 1973 to 1979 as an E-4 military police officer. Larry had a long and successful law enforcement career, serving a combined 36 years with the El Paso International Airport, Odessa Police Department, and the Ector County Sheriff's Department. Larry married his wife, Gail Zyla, of 46 years on September 14, 1974, in Omaha, Nebraska. They relocated to Fort Bliss, Texas, where they started a family. Larry and Gail raised their boys, Kevin and Patrick, in Odessa, Texas, where they lived for 28 years until they retired to Corpus Christi, Texas, in 2012. Larry is survived by his wife of 46 years, Gail Zyla, of Corpus Christi, Texas, his oldest son, Kevin Zyla, and wife, Sonia, and their two children, Sasha and Marcus, of Corpus Christi, Texas, his youngest son, Patrick Zyla, and wife, Brandy, of Corpus Christi, Texas, and Patrick's daughter, Kirsten Zyla, of Austin, Texas. Brothers, David Zyla and Walt Zyla. Sisters, Diane Watt, Christine Mulbar, Cheryl Flynn, Denise Sinwicki, Margaret Belfry, and Cindy Zyla. Many beloved nieces and nephews. A memorial service in celebration of Larry's life will be held on Friday, April 2, 2021 at 1 p.m. at Seaside Funeral Home Chapel. Kenny E. Bean will officiate the service. All are welcome to attend and celebrate Larry's life. Condolences may be sent to www.seasidefuneral.com/tributes/Lawrence-Zyla. In lieu of flowers, please consider sending donations in Larry's name to MD Anderson Cancer Center, gifts.mdanderson.org, or Paralyzed Veterans of America, pva.org. Johnny David Reyna, Odessa. Johnny David Reyna, Sr., 65, of Brownfield, Texas, passed away on Monday, March 29, 2021, in Odessa, Texas. Viewing on Wednesday, March 31st, at Martinez Funeral Home from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m., with a rosary starting at 7 p.m. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, April 1st, 2021, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Odessa, Texas. Johnny David Reyna, Sr. was born in Brownfield, Texas, to Carlos Reyna and Estella Solis on July 20, 1955. He was raised by Jesus Napolis and Rosa Napolis in Midland, where he went to school and later moved to Levelland, Texas. He married Anita Ruiz and had twin sons, Johnny Reyna Jr. and Daniel Reyna. He returned back to Midland, Odessa in the mid-1880s, where he continued to work in the oil field. He met Christina Montez, and they were married on September 25, 2000, in Odessa, Texas. Johnny and Christina were happily married for over 20 years and loved spending time with family and friends. Johnny is preceded in death by his father, Carlos Reyna of Odessa, Oscar Hernandez of Lubbock, Robert Napolis of Midland, and three sisters, Juana, Maria, and Josefina from Midland, Texas. Johnny is survived by his wife, Christina Reyes, his son Johnny and Daniel Reyes, both of Midland, Texas, along with their spouses, his brother Daniel Reyna of Lorain, Ohio, Carlos Tiger Reyna Jr. of Nashville, Tennessee, and Antonio Napolis, Martina Napolis, Jesus Napolis Jr., and Juan Napolis of Midland, Texas. His mother, Estella Hernandez of Lubbock. He has 8 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. He spent a lot of time with his extended family and was very close to Roman and Anna Montez of Stanton, along with many extended family members in Stanton, Texas. Death notices. Carmen Nicole Jones, Midland. Carmen Nicole Jones, 38, died Saturday, March 27, 2021 in Midland. Services are pending with Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Abel B. Rodriguez, Odessa. Abel B. Rodriguez, 75, of Odessa, died Wednesday, March 24, 2021 in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 11 a.m. Thursday, April 1, 2021 at Primera Iglesia Baptista, Balmoray, Texas. Burial to follow at Balmoray County Cemetery, Balmoray, Texas. Herman Terran is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Manuel H. Hernandez, Odessa. Manuela H. Hernandez, 87, of Odessa, died Thursday, March 25, 2021, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Monday, April 5, 2021, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church. Rosary precedes Mass at 7 p.m. Sunday at Acres West. Burial will be at Rose Hill section of Ector County Cemetery. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Guadalupe Alvarado Estrada, Midland. Guadalupe Alvarado Estrada, 67, of Midland, died Friday, March 26, 2021, in Midland. Funeral service is scheduled for 2 p.m. March 31, 2021, at Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish and Shrine. Arrangements are by American Heritage Funeral Home of Midland. David Malana, Odessa. David Malana, 46, died Sunday, March 28, 2021, in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. Section B, Health and Wellness. More older Americans take medications that could increase their likelihood of falling. By Linda Searing, special to the Washington Post. The vast majority of older adults, 94% of those 65 and older, are taking medications that are known to increase the likelihood of falling, research has found. Though prescribed to treat such conditions as high blood pressure, depression, sleep problems, or pain, the drugs often come with potential side effects that can lead to falls, including lightheadedness, reduced alertness, slowed reaction times, and drowsiness. The research notes that in an 18-year span, older adults filled more than 7.8 billion prescriptions for such medications, including how many take these drugs from 57% in 1999 to 94% in 2017. In that same time period, the rate of deaths caused by falls among older adults more than doubled. Each year, about one in four older adults report falling, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and about 20% of those falls result in a serious injury, such as a hip fracture or head trauma. The agency says that falls are the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries in older adults. Among drugs that increase the likelihood of falls, blood pressure drugs, known as antihypertensive, are prescribed the most often, according to the research published in the journal Pharmacoepidemiology and Drug Safety. But prescriptions for antidepressants also have increased dramatically, the researchers wrote, going from 12 million to 52 million filled prescriptions, and from 7 to 16% of older people taking them by 2017. Other drugs that raise the risk for falling include anticonvulsants, antipsychotics, opioids, sedatives, antihistamines, and some tranquilizers. Besides being aware of the pros and cons of medications being taken by older adults, The ways to reduce their risk for falling include exercising to improve balance and muscle strength, and making living space changes, such as improving lighting, removing throw rugs, adding grab bars in the bathroom, and wearing an electronic pendant that can be buzzed for help if needed. Food is Medicine event helps journey toward healthier you. If we have learned anything in the past year, it is our health really matters. The world was consumed with daily updates, new interventions, and best practices to slow the spread. We picked up new lingo. In March, we were talking about PPE, and by April and May, it was all about the PPP. And there were terms that were overused, like novel, unprecedented, and underlying conditions. The last was used many times as an explanation as to why someone was hospitalized or had succumbed to COVID-19. But what did it mean? Underlying condition? It sounds horrible. Unfortunately, 60% of Americans have an underlying condition. An estimated 30.3 million U.S. adults have diagnosed heart disease. More than 32 million Americans have type 2 diabetes, with more than 7 million cases undiagnosed. In 2015, an additional 88 million American adults had prediabetes, the early stage of this condition. Millions more may have an undiagnosed heart condition. More than 42% of American adults, around 108 million, have obesity. Obesity occurs in 40% of young adults, ages 20 to 39. Barry M. Popkin, Ph.D., a professor of nutrition in the UNC Gillings School of Global Public Health in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, said the high obesity rate in the United States may be one explanatory factor behind our high COVID-linked mortality. He recently co-authored a paper looking at the link between obesity and COVID-19. It seems like very dire news until you realize all three of these underlying conditions are considered lifestyle diseases and can be reversed through modifications to an individual's lifestyle. This is the usual prescription of more exercise, more sleep, more whole plant-based foods, and less meats, dairy, eggs, and processed foods. These changes can not only lower your body mass index, BMI, but reverse diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and many other diseases. In the Permian Basin, we are blessed to have the Lifestyle Medicine Center to help our neighbors through their journey of eliminating disease. Healthy City, a local nonprofit, creates a community for those adjusting to a healthier lifestyle through community meals, grocery, sans 2020. Healthy City brings Food is Medicine to Midland. This all-day seminar features lifestyle medicine industry leaders that have studied the effects of lifestyle changes on different disease processes. This year, we are happy to bring Dr. William Lee, a world-renowned physician, scientist, speaker, and author of Eat to Beat Disease, The New Science of How Your Body Can Heal Itself, to Food is Medicine. He is best known for leading the Angiogenesis Foundation. His groundbreaking work has impacted more than 70 diseases, including cancer, diabetes, blindness, heart disease, and obesity. Joining Dr. Lee is Dr. Sarai Stancic, the founder of Stancic Health and Wellness in Ridgewood, New Jersey, an innovative medical practice whose mission is to educate and empower patients to achieve optimal health via lifestyle modification. Her focus is shedding light on the building body of scientific data supporting the importance of optimal nutrition in disease prevention. The concept for this practice came in response to her experiences as a physician for nearly 20 years and as a patient with multiple sclerosis. We would love for you to join us October 2nd for Food is Medicine or check out the many resources available through the Healthy City website, www.ourhealthycity.com. Today is a beautiful day to take back your health. Valerie Acosta, Healthy City Executive Director. Did you know Healthy City is a local nonprofit that has a mission to raise awareness about a whole plant-based foods diet and increase education on how to improve overall health and prevent, reverse the most common disease processes?
To Your Good Health by Keith Roach, Dr. Keith Roach. Should I get the vaccine? Dear Dr. Roach, should I get the COVID-19 vaccine? I'm an 82-year-old female who had Bell's palsy in 1989 and later fibromyalgia for many years. I stopped getting flu shots as I think that's why I got Bell's palsy. Is it advisable for me to get vaccine? PAA. Answer. Bell's palsy is a paralysis of the facial nerve on one side. The majority of these are thought to come from a viral infection, especially herpes simplex virus 1, the kind that causes cold sores. I do not recommend you stop flu shots. I certainly advise a COVID-19 vaccine for a person like you, as I do not think there is an increased risk of Bell's palsy, fibromyalgia, or other complications based on the millions of people who have now gotten the vaccine. Most vaccine side effects, if they occur, will occur immediately or very shortly after vaccination, and almost none after 6 weeks or so. Balanced against a possible but certainly small risk is an immense benefit of protection against COVID-19, which has killed millions of people worldwide. In addition to the great number who have died, there are many, many more who have long-term complications. The benefits dramatically outweigh the risks.
This is the Dear Abby column. Wife is unsettled by man's obsession with amputation. Dear Abby, my husband and I have been married for 6 mostly blissful years, but recently some of his fantasies have started to worry me. About 6 months ago, he told me he had an attraction to women with amputations. Naturally, I was confused. I didn't even know that was a thing, but I accepted it, even though I thought it was odd. 3 months ago, he asked to do some role-playing, where he hid my leg under a towel to give the appearance of having a below-the-knee amputation, which he says is his favorite. I didn't like it, but I went ahead with it. But now things are getting to be too much for me. He recently told me that not only does he find amputees attractive, but he wants to be one. What do I do? Signed, In Weird Territory. Dear IWT, the name for your husband's fetish is Body Integrity Identity Disorder. It is important that you learn more about it, and I am recommending you do some research on the subject. You will find the information on the internet. You should also consult a licensed psychotherapist to help you decide whether this fetish is something you are prepared to live with or it's time to end your marriage. Dear Abby, how can I explain that I'd like to try traveling solo, or worse, with someone else, to my overly sensitive sister-in-law? We have known each other for many years. I am divorced and she's widowed. We have been on a handful of trips together in recent years, and after every one of them, I said to myself, never again. She can be extremely annoying. She talks all the time and complains nonstop. Her feelings are easily hurt, and she's the least self-aware person I know. I have traveled with friends without any issues. I asked a couple of them about this, but got no answers. She already asked, last year pre-pandemic, where will we go next? Help! Signed, Bothered Beyond Belief. Dear BBB, do not raise the subject of travel with her. Make plans with someone with whom you would like to enjoy the experience, and when your SIL asks, respond honestly. Tell her, as gently as you can, that it's not going to happen because the last time you traveled together, she complained nonstop and spoiled the trip for you. If she has amnesia, give her chapter and verse. Will she like hearing it? No. Will it solve your problem? Absolutely, if you can summon the courage to set yourself free. Dear Abby, my wife and I and four friends were waiting to be served at a restaurant. All four of them began staring at their cell phones. Because I am not a cell phone owner, and I spotted a magazine on a nearby table, I picked it up and started reading it. When we got home, my wife said she had been ashamed of my rudeness. Do you think I was rude? Signed, Tit for Tat in Texas. Dear TFT, under the circumstances, no, I do not think you were rude. In light of the fact that the others were staring at their cell phones, you should have pleaded self-defense and been found not guilty. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscopes. Happy birthday for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. Brash, creative, and assertive. Move forward, but pay attention to details. This year, you can succeed if you pace yourself and adhere to methodical planning. Maintain your vitality with proper diet, exercise, and regular sleep. Your finances will soar if you pay attention and stay within your budget. If single, ask friends to scour their address book. If attached, tell each other, I love you, every so often. Libra is unselfish. Aries, March 21st to April 19th, has a positive day. Excessive worrying is detrimental to your health. Leave the past behind and focus on the future. Put a savings plan in place that ensures a financial foundation. Get physical exercise and you will stay calm and fit. Tonight, play word games. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, has an average day. Someone close to you could feel neglected. Think of it as a wake-up call. Take responsibility, make amends, and move forward. People recognize your authenticity. Have faith in your decisions and abilities. Tonight, put on headphones and listen to a podcast. Gemini, from May 21st to June 20th, has a positive day. An opportunity to prove yourself will materialize. Someone who matters will notice the effort. Pace yourself since you might be prone to overdoing it and could catch a cough or a cold. Drink lots of liquids and take breaks. Tonight, laughable moments. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd, has a dynamic day. Hearing from children or grandchildren will make your day. Accept a dinner invitation from someone you admire. Be receptive to ideas and suggestions for a creative partnership. You will gain a valuable ally. Tonight, herbal tea will help you sleep. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd, has an average day. Reserve family time today. Arrange a potluck dinner where everyone can make their favorite dish. You may have enough for leftovers. Tell those you love that you appreciate them. It is easy to take them for granted. Tonight, tell stories. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd, has a positive day. You may be asked to deliver a talk on a topic you are passionate about. A compliment may come from a close friend or sibling who supports your efforts. Be proud of yourself. Walk away from conflicts. Tonight, try yoga positions. Libra, September 23rd to October 22nd, an average day. Someone special may surprise you with a piece of jewelry or work of art. Return the thought with a gift from your heart. Upbeat news about a long-term investment will make your day. Tonight, jazz up your wardrobe with accessories. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st, is a positive day. Put on your competitive hat, but stay calm. Show others that you are in complete control. Your charisma will shine through. Recognize your power to make a situation that you encounter go your way. Tonight, listen to what others have to say. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st, has an average day. Reflect on what you want to achieve in the months ahead. Make a list of goals you have not yet acted on. Listen to your inner voice and you'll know how to move forward. Tonight, watch a show you recorded. Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th, has a positive day. People can take advantage of your kindness. Be empathetic and generous, but define your boundaries. Join a group where you don't know anyone. Strike up a conversation with someone who will return the gesture. Tonight, finish a crossword puzzle. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th has an average day. Being a control freak is counterproductive. Delegate responsibilities to capable colleagues whenever you can. Showcase your unique abilities. Stay in your comfort zone and you will get noticed. Laugh and joke with an old friend. Tonight, dance up a storm. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th, has a dynamic day. You may take an interest in learning obscure topics. A trip to the library is worth your time. Borrow books that are too expensive to purchase. Learn at your own pace or take a structured course. Tonight, rest and relaxation.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.